1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A statewide search for a new Universities of Wisconsin president is entering its next phase, with public meetings beginning today. Sessions will be held through Thursday in places including Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. Organizers say they want feedback from a wide range of people, from students to employers. The position opened after the board removed former President Jay Rothman in April. A final hire is expected later this year. Families waiting on green cards are facing record delays, and new policy changes could make the process more complicated. A recent report from Manifest Law found over 500,000 family-based applications still pending nationwide, including more than 2,000 in Wisconsin. Family sponsorship makes up the majority of green card approvals in the state. Under new rules, many applicants may have to finish their cases at U.S. consulates abroad, a move that could impact how long families wait to stay together. Wisconsin's Peninsula State Park is being named one of the greatest state parks in the nation. The area is ranked at number 3 on USA Today's 2026 10 Best list. The Door County Park is a popular destination for tourists, featuring 400 campsites, 20 miles of hiking trails, a summer theater, and more. Minnesota's Gooseberry Falls State Park and Mohican State Park in Ohio were ranked at numbers 1 and 2 on the list. And Michael Johnson, the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, has died at the age of 50. Johnson served the organization for 17 years. In a statement, the organization said he brought passion, integrity, and a deep commitment to the mission of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, and his impact will be felt for many years to come. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A wild and crazy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Just when you thought you'd seen it all over the weekend in Denver, the Milwaukee Brewers played until after 1 a.m. Wisconsin time to beat the A's in Las Vegas 15-14 in 12 innings. There were 11 combined home runs in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, where does that one rank in his major league career?
Yeah, the most bizarre game I've ever had. Major League Baseball in 11 years. Never saw anything like it. So many things happened. There were 16 challenges in the game. I never seen anything like it.
At 16 ABS challenges, a new MLB record. The two teams play again tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp. Bo Melton back at wide receiver after being moved to defensive back at the start of last season.
Like last year, it was needed. And I'm a team guy. Like I want to be here for the team. I want to win Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, if that's what it takes, and that's what they think is good for me in that year, it was cool.
That's Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some fog through mid-morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms developing. Better chance later at night with lows in the upper 60s. Some more showers and storms possible on Wednesday. It'll be hot with highs near 90.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.